This weekend we celebrate our patron feast, the feast of St. Matthew, the evangelist and the apostle. The gospel reading today, very short, describes in a very few words the invitation that Jesus extends to Matthew and the immediacy with which Matthew responds. We're told about a dinner that occurred then that same day in Matthew's house, in which Jesus is criticized for associating with tax collectors and outcasts. And Jesus says, "Go and learn the meaning of these words." It is mercy that I desire, and not sacrifice. Now, those are fairly startling words when we stop to realize that the entire religious practice of Jesus' contemporaries was built upon sacrifice. The whole function of the temple was to provide the place where people could come and offer sacrifice. And in offering sacrifice, what people did was they took the best that they had, the first fruits of the land, the unblemished animal of the flock, the best that they had, and they offered it to the Lord. They immolated it, they destroyed it for their own use. They offered it for the Lord as a way of saying that all that they have, all that they possess, belongs to the Lord. And so they take the top, they take the best, they take the cream, and that they give to the Lord, that they sacrifice. Well, from the very beginning of the story of the people of Israel, from the days of Abraham on, sacrifice plays an integral part in the life of the people of Israel. And then Jesus says to the Pharisees and to the people who are gathered, "You who have difficulty with me, you who don't quite understand or accept who I am or what I'm doing, you who have question about what I'm about, you go and you learn the meaning of these words. It is mercy that I desire, not sacrifice." If you will, the new way in which Jesus invites his followers to bring the best they have and to put it before the Lord God, the new way he invites his disciples to enter into sacrifice is through acts of mercy. That means, first of all, that one must recognize that God has a preferential care for those who are on the margin. That in a very special way, those who are the tax collectors and the sinners stand as representatives of God. So those who are on the margin have a preferential place in the eyes of God. And then for the rest of humanity, to offer the best, to offer mercy and understanding, to offer compassion and goodness, to bring respect for the dignity of the other, to, if you will, surround those who are on the margin with all of the quality, with all of the response that one would offer to God. That's the manner of sacrifice that Jesus asks. Well, that's the challenge that you and I are called to accept. Our patron was one of those outcasts. Matthew, the tax collector and the evangelist, was one of those people on the margin whom the Lord was unafraid to identify with. Well, you and I, as disciples of the Lord and as members of the community of St. Matthew, you and I are invited to identify with the Lord's action toward those on the margin. We're asked to see that the sacrifice, if you will, the worship we do, is fundamentally the acts of mercy and compassion. That the liturgy, the worship that is really important, are the actions of compassion and the actions of mercy. And that's what we celebrate week after week as we gather here. We ask that we might be more and more identified with the mind and the heart of Jesus. In the second reading, Paul tells us that the goal of Christian living is that we might be built up to full adulthood, to full maturity, in the very image of Jesus Christ. We turn to the Lord God now and we